Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection, and we have Clint Johnson with us, and you're one of the 14 people on the GOP side running for one seat, and that is Congressional District Number 2, formerly held by Mark Wayne Mullen. What an experience this has been so far, isn't it?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's been a trip, but I love it. It's fun getting out meeting everybody.
You know, you're a very gregarious fella, and some folks would say, well, you never met a stranger, but you communicate well to a lot of people, but they've been communicating back. What are you hearing most out there on the campaign trail, Clint?
The biggest thing I'm hearing and right now what we're having problems with is our government is wasting taxpayer money, and the border is a big issue for people. They're sending money overseas. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ukraine, I feel sorry for those people. I really do. I lived in a war zone for 2 years. I know what it's like. But the government over there, I wouldn't trust it. But we're still sending $40 billion as of last week, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we have vets starving to death on the street that don't have a house. And we leave the southern border wide open. They want to secure Ukraine's borders, but they don't want to secure our borders. And that's the biggest thing I hear out there is they're tired of the wasteful spending and ripping people off, ripping taxpayers off.
Oh, wow. For folks who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to this point to run for office.
I graduated Biden High School in 1990. I went to the Marine Corps. I came back to Tahlequah, got hired on sheriff's office here. I was there for about 5.5 years as a deputy sheriff. Went to the District 27 Drug Task Force, which encompassed Cherokee, Ader, Wagner, and Scoy counties. I was a narcotics agent there for about 9.5 years, with 3.5 of it being field supervisor. And I went to Iraq for 2 years with the National Investigative Intelligence Agency, Dine Corps International, State Department. We had a lot of names over there. But the reason I'm running this thing is I can't – when I turn on TV and I see our politicians lying to us and trying to feed us a bunch of bull that we know is wrong, I can't sit back and gripe about my country unless I try to get up and do something about it. And that's the reason I'm running, because I'm sick of these politicians – getting away with what they're pulling in Washington, D.C. American people off, and that's why I'm running.
Well, when it comes to, we were talking a little bit about money and things like that, we've got this thing called inflation that's just kind of running away from us here. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, my God. Here's my thoughts of it. We've got to shrink big government back down.
Yeah.
Quit wasting taxpayer money, stop all these earmarks of putting on all these bills, and giving it to special interests and lobbyists. We've got to stop that. The American people are suffering right now. Everybody in this countryside is suffering from one thing or another. And it's all because of politics. What these politicians need to understand is it isn't about them. It ain't about any of us that runs for office. It's about the American people and what you're going to do for them. You don't go to Washington and pull your own personal agenda. You go up there and pull what the American people want you to do, your constituents and your district want. And that's what I plan on doing.
Wow. You know, also a big thing here, being from Oklahoma, we produce a lot of oil. And we also pull out some natural gas, too. It's not being used the way it used to be, and that's been one of the policies of President Biden. How do you plan to go to Washington, D.C., should you become elected, and take on that challenge and oppose effectively against the president's policies?
Well, here's what I'm hoping in midterms. That the Republicans take back our midterms, and it's conservative Republicans, ones that are standing up for the people. We go up there, get like-minded people in the room. We have got to get our energy independence back. I'd rather deal with drillers than killers any day. So why are we not tapping underground? We could be Trump already proved it. We could be energy efficient here. We could be an exporter. But if you look at what they're trying to pull right now with the electric vehicles and everything, that's fine. The electric vehicles are, 30, 40 years away. We might have the technology. But right now, we don't. We've got to have oil and gas. With them saying that we're going to cut oil and gas off, if you look around you, everything that you have, that you do in daily life, is produced by oil and gas in some point, whether it's manufactured by it, products used in it, or whatever. How do they figure we're going to get away from it? Start tapping in their own energy. Make America great, just like the slogan said, and get us back up to where our way of life that we're used to, instead of repressing us like they have and putting us under the thumb.
My goodness sakes. It sounds like you're fired up and ready to go. I don't think anybody needs to prompt you too much. You got a lot of fire in the belly, as they say, Clint.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what everybody tells me. And they're always saying, you're passionate about it, and I am. You know, this is, I fought for this country. I bled for this country, along with a lot of my other military people. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me so mad the way they have run this country in the ground. They need their feet held to the fire. Anybody who went up there and destroyed this country like this needs their feet held to the fire. They break the law, put them in jail. That's where they need to be.
Hey, Clinton, with so many people running for this office, what do you think makes you unique and separates you from the pack?
I'm not a politician. Never have been, never will be. I'm a citizen, legislator, statesman. That's what I want to be. I think what separates me from the pack the biggest is I don't fit to the social norm of a politician, because I'll say what I know, what's on my mind, and I don't fit up with bullcrap. And I will go, I'm the type of person that if there's a decision maker, like in Congress, 435 of us, I'm not going to go to five or six different aides to try to get something done from the other congressman or whatever. I'm going to go to the person, and we've got to get a working relationship, get this country back on shape, or back on the ship, or right track. If we don't, I'm afraid in 10 years we're going to be in really, really bad trouble, or less than that.
How do folks get a hold of you if they want to know more about you or if they want to support your campaign?
You can go on my website, Clinton Johnson for Congress, or I've also got a Facebook site, or anybody, and I'll tell anybody this, I've been passing along my speeches, my phone number is 918-316-4043. That number will never change. If I win this Congress race, you need something at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, you call me. That's what politicians are supposed to do. They take care of their constituents to be able to get a hold of them when they need them.
Hey, thank you. You've been listening to Clint Johnson right here on our Community Connection on K1.